Yamunatiravanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కి శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీ రుక్మిణీదేవి ఆవిర్భావ మహామహోత్సవ కి జయానంద ప్రభు తిరుభావ మహామహోత్సవ కి శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి గీతాయ గౌ ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి గోల్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. all glories, to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Gaur Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7th chapter 9 entitled Prahlad Maharaj pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text number 42.
Naivo dvije paradurathyai vaitaranyas tadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta Socetato vimukha cetasa indriyartha Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan Naivo dvije paradurathyaya vaitaranyas Tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta Socetato vimukha cetasa indriyartha Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan Naivo dvije paradurathyaya vaitaranyas Tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta Socetato vimukha cetasa indriyartha Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan Naivo dvije paradurathyaya vaitaranyas Tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta Socetato vimukha cetasa indriyartha Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan Na, not. Ever. Certainly. Udvijay. I am disturbed or afraid. Para. O Supreme. Duratyaya. Insurmountable or very difficult to cross. Vaitaranya. Of the Vaitarani. The river of material world. Tvadvirya. Of your lordship glories and activities. Gayana. From chanting or distributing. Maha Amrita. In the great ocean of nectar in spiritual bliss. Magna Chitta. Whose consciousness is absorbed. Soche. I am simply lamenting. Tatha. From that. Vimukha Chetasa. The fools and rascals who are bereft of Krishna consciousness. Indriya Artha. In sense gratification. Maya Sukhaya. For temporary illusory happiness. Bharam. The false burden or responsibility of maintaining one's family, society and nation. And elaborate arrangements for that purpose. Udvahata, who are lifting by making grand plans for arrangements. Vimudan, although all of them are nothing but fools and rascals. I am thinking of them also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies and countries. I am deeply concerned with love for them. Purport. Throughout the entire world, everybody is making big plans to adjust the miseries of this material world, and this is true at present, in the past and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social and cultural plans, they have all been described here in as Vimuda, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, temporary and miserable. But these fools are trying to turn this material world into Sukhalayam, a place of happiness, not knowing how everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in her own way. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvajah angar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actually carried out by nature. There is a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demons, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by the goddess Durga, who is well equipped with 10 hands with different types of weapons to punish them. She is carried by her lion carrier, or the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature. But at the end, everyone is vanquished by nature's laws. There is a river known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual world. And one must cross this river to reach the other side or the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya. This divine energy of mind consisting of three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. The same word duratya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialistic people are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Therefore, they have been described as Vimuda, first-class fools. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all unhappy, for although he was in material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious, trying to serve the Lord, are not unhappy, whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and is struggling for existence is not only foolish, but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was happy and unhappy simultaneously. He felt happiness and transcendent bliss because of his being Krishna conscious. Yet he felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world.
Pamagyana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Desha Dharine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaura Tushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Ganda Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Rundavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadra Abhyam Jagannathaya Te Nama Vancha Kalpatrubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for being present for today's class, and I seek blessings of all Vaishnavas, those are in temple hall and those are sitting at different places and listening to this class. I hope by their mercy I can speak something in glorification of Rukmini Devi, Jayananda Prabhu and Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Today is Rukmini Devi's appearance day. We see Rukmini Devi heard glories of Lord Krishna from Narada Muni. And just by hearing, she developed attraction for the Lord. So therefore, Prabhupada has made arrangement that every day we have Bhagavatam class. And we hope by hearing regularly Bhagavatam class, hearing the glories of Lord, we can also awaken our attraction for the Lord. And he became so attracted that she wanted Krishna as her husband. However, his brother Rukmi, who was envious of Krishna, he wanted Rukmini to be married to Shishupal. Though his father and other relatives were happy to marry Rukmini to Krishna, but his brother, who was very influential, he didn't agree. And he made all arrangements to marry to Shishupal. Just see, everywhere we see that devotee, it's not always easy to be connected to Krishna. Always there are some obstacles in connecting to Krishna. But Rukmini didn't just give up her
desire, and he didn't say, just surrendered. Okay, no problem. What to do? I am helpless. My brother and family members are arranging marriage, so maybe I have to, just abide by that. No, she was very intelligent. She was having great attraction, great eagerness to be servant of Krishna, and she was also very intelligent. So in Krishna consciousness, we should be also very intelligent. And if you want Krishna, dadami buddhiyogamtam enamam upayanti, Krishna will give intelligence. We should not be worried whether I will be able to do or not. But if you have sincere desire, this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. What we need is intense desire. Then rest other things Krishna can help us, including by giving appropriate intelligence. So Rukmini was very intelligent. She arranged one Brahmana to go with a letter and give to Krishna. And in that, Rukmini requests Krishna, "Oh Krishna, please come and kidnap me." So we should be also eager that we should also tell Krishna, "My dear Krishna, somehow I am trapped in this material world. So please come and deliver me." So Rukmini was very bold and courageous. And she wrote a letter to Krishna. And Krishna was very pleased with this letter. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, Rukmini told that, "Krishna, please come and, don't be afraid of turbulence in marriage. When fight and all this thing will be, there will be great turbulence." Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, in journey of milk ocean also there was great turbulence. But from there came goddess of fortune. So when Krishna comes there will be turbulence, but finally Krishna will get Rukmini Devi, So here we see in that letter, Rukmini is begging to Krishna, that, and she is also giving many tricks how Krishna can kidnap Rukmini. She is understanding Krishna's situation and what Krishna may be thinking. Krishna may think, if I go, there will be fight, maybe many near and dear ones, relatives will be killed. So she is telling, "Don't worry, you can kidnap, you can come alone and you can surround yourself by the armies, and then you can kidnap me at appropriate occasion." So we see, actually, we know our situation best. What are our challenges, what are our problems, what devotees may face problem in helping us, what devotees may face problem in helping us. So if you are very enthusiastic and eager to meet Krishna, so we should help Krishna, we should help devotees by telling frankly what are ways by which we can be kidnapped. Many times we know what are ways which are holding us back, and we want to hide those things from Krishna and devotees and get stuck in. And this we may say, "Arey, Krishna didn't help me, devotees didn't help me." But actually many times we only hide behind and we don't want, and we may blame Krishna and devotees. But here we see Rukmini is giving very tricks, great ideas, how she can be kidnapped. So God helps those who help themselves. So we should be very enthusiastic to help ourselves, and we should seek help of devotees and Lord to help us in advancement of Krishna consciousness. In ISKCON there is a devotee care course. In devotee care course it is said, devotee should be trained to take care of oneself and to appropriately seek help when required, and then extend that help to others. So in Krishna consciousness we should be taking initiative. Then Krishna will help us, because we have come here by turning our face away from Krishna, by envying Krishna. So we ourselves have cut our relationship from Krishna. So unless we take initiative, Krishna will feel hesitant whether should we help him or not. Or maybe he will think he is too much again doing interference in our lives, So Krishna sometimes wants to help, but then he is afraid whether this person will think is that interference or he will be grateful for the help, So we have to openly express to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, I want you. Please help me. And this is all, I need your help. In this way, you can please help me. So you see, Mother Rukmini, she is giving so many ideas to Krishna to kidnap her. And then she is saying that, my dear Krishna, if you don't kidnap me and accept me as your servant, then I will give my life. And she is ready to perform hundreds and hundreds of years of tapasya to achieve Krishna. So to achieve Krishna is not easy thing. And one should be ready to pay any price, knowing that that is the topmost achievement in life. And that is the only purpose of life. Only purpose of life is to reconnect with Krishna and achieve shelter at lotus feet of Krishna. So we can pray to Rukmini Devi today that we can develop attraction for Krishna, and we can develop that determination that she had to undergo all penances, life after life, to achieve Krishna's lotus feet. Today is also Jayan Prabhu's disappearance day. So Jayan Prabhu is one of the first Vaishnava in ISKCON whom Prabhupada say we should celebrate his disappearance day. And his name comes in Vaishnava calendar. And his life and his disappearance, both are extraordinary and very glorious. We see Prabhupada went to America in 1965. In 1966, he established ISKCON in New York. And January 1967, first time, Srila Prabhupada went to San Francisco. Jai Shishi Jagannath Baldev Sumaya Ki Jai Shishi Radha Rundavan Chandra Bhagwan Ki Jai Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. We see Mukund Prabhu, Shyam Sundar Prabhu and all. They had arranged news coverage of Prabhupada's arrival to San Francisco. Small article, but it was covered. And there was one, this young boy, he was 28 years old. Flipping through the newspaper, he came across this article. Oh, Swami from India has come. And just hearing that news, he developed some desire to meet this Swamiji. He was an engineer, mechanical engineer, but he was searching, seeking. He was not very happy with the current way of life. He was not into rat race of modern life. Though he was a mechanical engineer, he was living a very simple life, renounced life. He was driving taxi and living, you know. So, he went to meet Prabhupada, and when we went, the temple hall was filled with hippies. Practically hippies in different conditions, you know. Only gentlemanly person was this person, Jim Kaur. Later on, Prabhupada gave him name Jayananda. He was having small hairs, cute, proper dress, and you know, everything. Everybody was in sin, you know. So, Prabhupada was very pleased to meet him. And just in first meeting, he was deeply inspired. And immediately, he committed himself to Krishna consciousness. And immediately joined temple. He had hardly any doubts or questions. It was quite natural and spontaneous for him to take to Krishna consciousness. Immediately in February next month, he got initiated. And Prabhupada gave him the name Jayananda Das Brahmachari. So, Jayananda immediately, as soon as he took up Krishna, he started taking everything very seriously. For him, he used to love morning program. He used to be so enthusiastic in morning program. And he used to love chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Devotees used to say, he used to chant with so much absorption, loudly and very absorbed, without any distraction. And then whole day he used to serve so enthusiastically. For him, Krishna consciousness was simply wonderful, simply joyful, simply extremely sweet experience. since morning till night he would be busy. Because he was only gentlemanly person there, so Prabhupada made him the temple president. And it was new temple, and you know, there was no source of income. So Jayanand Prabhu was having a taxi, so he was driving taxi. So then he, whatever money he used to earn, he used to give to the temple. And through that, the temple, San Francisco's temple used to run. Later on, when he saw Prabhupada was writing this Nectar of Devotion book, whatever earnings he had, savings he had, he gave entire savings to Prabhupada, so that Nectar of Devotion book can be published. Prabhupada was so grateful to Jayanand Prabhu. And we see in the introduction of Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada expresses thanks to Jayanand Brahmachari, you know. So we see, right from the beginning, Jayanand Prabhu was super enthusiastic in all kinds of things. Serving the deities, cleaning the temple, going and purchasing. And he was so friendly with everybody. He used to develop so nice relationship with shopkeepers, with government officials, general drunkard, general passerby, everyone. Whoever he will meet, he will say Hare Krishna, and he will somehow or other engage them in service of Krishna. He will do all the purchasing for the temple, and most of the things he will try to get it by donation, or maybe with lot of discount. And he was so humble and so sweet and so surrendered. Just by looking at him, people used to become so happy, and they used to give things many times free of cost, sometimes at great discount. And whole day he used to go out and drive his taxi, morning program, evening program in temple, and daytime he used to drive taxi, and he was a temple president. So one time he came in front of Prabhupada, his dress was little not clean, greasy, oily little, no? So then he said, Prabhupada, please, when Prabhupada saw him, he said, please forgive for me, and for this dirty dress and appearance. So Prabhupada said, never mind, he said, your dress may be dirty, but your heart is very pure. So Prabhupada very much appreciated his hard work. He was a person who was working the hardest in the temple. He was the first person to get up and the last person to sleep. And though he was always working hard, he was always appreciating other devotees for their service. He never talked about his service, but you know, he was always encouraging and appreciating other devotees for whatever little service they would do. So he inspired so many devotees. And just by his enthusiasm and his humility and his attachment to Prabhupada and Krishna, he brought so many people into Krishna consciousness. Later on, when Prabhupada expressed his desire to have Rath Yatra in San Francisco, he was one who got that flatbed truck first. He was one who went and begged money for, you know, all the collections he did for celebrating Rath Yatra. He was one who got bhoga. He was one who got permissions. He was one who made all the arrangements for first grand glorious Rath Yatra in San Francisco. He was also one who cooked pies, cakes, baked so that he can go and give to all the officers and all these things who had helped in the Rath Yatra. And that was July 1967, first Rath Yatra in the entire history of the world, Rath Yatra outside of India. And Prabhupada was so pleased with this Rath Yatra. And since then, Jayanand Prabhu was always very enthusiastic to expand this Rath Yatra festival. And he was always thinking how to, you know, improve. Then later on, he made three chariots, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. He himself worked hard and made chariot, and then this chariot started, you know, they were so attractive. Thousands and thousands of people started coming for this San Francisco Rath Yatra. And then this Rath Yatra started spreading different parts of the country, in different cities. In 1976, this the proper desire that Ratha Tatra be held in New York. So he went there. He himself arranged money. He himself found out location. He himself found out, you know, lot of contacts. Then he himself got material to construct Rath. And he was wondering where to make Rath. And he happened to meet Donald Trump. And he took permission from Donald Trump. Donald Trump really helped him, gave the place, and very magnanimously helped him. And that's how first Rath Yatra was made in Donald Trump's company. And then later on, so we see now he became president, you know, of America. So when you meet a pure devotee, how, you know, he can engage and how one can be blessed. So his obsession was contagious. Anybody would meet him, immediately his desire to serve would be awakened because of his enthusiasm. One time one devotee came to him and he said, "Jayan Prabhu, I see you are such an advanced devotee and everybody glorifies you being most advanced. Can you please tell me, how can I advance in Krishna consciousness?" He looked at him. He said, "Advance in Krishna?" He said, "I never thought about that question." He said, "I am always so busy, I have no time to think all these things." So he was so busy, he had no time to think how to advance in Krishna consciousness. So, because he was already advanced. Advanced devotees always 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. He was very humble, very tolerant, very compassionate, and very renounced. He would live very simple life. He would not use a single penny for himself. One time it so happened that he had no clothes, some cloth happened, something, but he was feeling so hesitant to take any Lakshmi from temple for his clothes. So one time he went outside and then from cloth shop he just took one, some cloth or something, because it was not fit. And then that shopkeeper or someone, you know, he made a complaint against him, and then he was taken to police and taken to the court. And in court when it went, this lawyer asked, the judge asked, "Why did you do it?" He said, then he, the way he presented so humbly and this thing, telling that, you know, actually everything belongs to God, and you know, I don't want to use a single paisa for myself. And the way the law, judge could understand that he's a very sincere person and he doesn't want to misuse any of God's property. So finally he told, judge only said, "Okay, I will pay for all the, this thing, and you please go and serve Krishna nicely." So his humility, his service attitude, his, you know, was so amazing. And he was so conscious, everything for Krishna, nothing for oneself. So we see that in final, in 1976 when he was making this Rath Yatra, New York Rath Yatra, that time he saw some boils and some lump tumors on his body. Other devotee also saw. Then the devotee said, "Jayanand, you should go to doctor. Maybe these are dangerous tumors." Jayanand said, no, nothing. Don't worry about it." And then he said, "Don't tell to anybody about these things." And then he was working and working and working. Many times hardly used to sleep. Sometimes no sleep. And then he worked so hard. And then finally this Rath Yatra was a grand success. And then after this grand glorious Rath Yatra, first time in the history of New York, you know, when it was celebrated, then devotees forced him to go to the hospital. And when he went to the hospital, he was diagnosed as cancer. He had leukemia cancer. And then, but he didn't want to take medicine and spend money for it. He didn't want Krishna's money to be spent for his body. He was thinking anyway, body is, no. But still, by force of devotees, he went to hospital. But even in hospital, he was so enthusiastic and so happy. And even in hospital, he was always enthusiastically helping doctors, nurses, and patients to come to Krishna consciousness. When devotees used to go, they used to think, maybe let us go and meet Jayanand Prabhu in the hospital so that we can give him solace. But when he used to go, they used to go, they used to say, "Are, He's so enthusiastic, so blissful, and he's surrounded by so many patients and doctors and nurses and giving them Krishna consciousness. So he was always ever enthusiastic. We see another aspect of his was, he was very simple, humble hearted person. And he brought so many people in Krishna consciousness, trained them and empowered them. He was one who brought, who trained Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He was one who brought Jayapada Maharaj in Krishna consciousness, so many people. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj came, immediately he made him temple president. He said, you be president, I will be your servant. And that was natural for him. And then when Prabhupada started, told about book distribution, Sankirtan, so this Sankirtan bus system was invented. Then Janapu said, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you be the in charge, I will be the bus driver. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj is in charge of the, you know, Sankirtan, and he was the driver, simply, you know. So he was so humble. We see later on, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Jayapada Maharaj, so many other people became GBCs and all these things, you know, temple presidents and leaders of ISKCON. But he was always a very humble, insignificant servant, always busy serving the deities, serving temple, and especially cleaning the thrash, cleaning. And even when he had that disease, he was always blissful. He never was miserable or lamenting or, you know, and that. So when he left the world, he left on 1st May 1977, just before Prabhupada left. So he left in a very Krishna conscious way, hearing, chanting, you know. And when Prabhupada came to know, Prabhupada later on wrote a letter to him, thanking him for his Krishna consciousness, and thanking him for perfecting life and going back to Godhead. And Prabhupada instructed that in every Rath Yatra ISKCON does anywhere in the world, we should have a picture of Jayanand Prabhu on chariot, you know, to appreciate and recognize Jayanand Prabhu's contribution. So just see, Prabhupada glorified him so much. And he was the first ISKCON devotee to depart in a glorious way when Prabhupada said he went back to Godhead. And therefore, his name comes, Prabhupada said, we should celebrate this occasion. And therefore, we have this Jayanpur, this happened. And many devotees all over the world actually have come because of Jayanpur. And their hearts always filled with great appreciation for Jayanpur. So natural, spontaneous devotee. Today is also, tomorrow is Narasimha Chaturdashi. I was asked to speak about Narasimha Dev, Prahlad Maharaj. I will just, time to hoga. I think we have 10 minutes to speak about Prahlad Maharaj also, another glorious devotee. So here we see Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Narasimha Dev. Everybody can repeat this prayer. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. So we see Prahlad Maharaj praying for all the people of this world. Sometimes we say that, you know, this is Kali Yuga, very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. But we see the time of Prahlad Maharaj, that was the rule of Hiranyakashipu. During Hiranyakashipu rule, nobody could dare to chant God's name. Everybody was scared. Anybody would chant, immediately would be punished to death. And we see, nobody had control. Whole control was in the hands of, you know, Hiranyakashipu. Even devatas had no control. They were also functioning under the direction of Hiranyakashipu. At least now, Devatas are in control, no? At least now we see nobody is threatened or no to death on chanting of the holy names. And we see during that time there was no option. If there is any problem they had with Hiranyakashipu, nobody could complain. No, there was no court where they could go for in a justice. Whatever Hiranyakashipu says, that is final. Now we have so many things, no? Little problem, we can go here, go there, no? So Hiranyakashipu's rule was so fierce and terrible. So compared to that, our situation, though it may be Kaliyuga, is much better. Similarly, you see Prahlad Maharaj's situation. So Prahlada was in a very difficult situation. He had hardly any association. He was always surrounded by demons. At least we have so much association. And we see his he was threatened to death so many times, so many ways he was tried to be killed. In our situation, nobody is trying to kill us. Maybe little bit people may get upset, but you know, if we compare with Prahlad Maharaj's situation, our situation is much more better. And we see, so by especially Prahlad Maharaj, by his wonderful example, gives us hope that we can practice Krishna consciousness in any situation. And there is no excuse for not practicing Krishna consciousness. Only excuse is our crazy mind. Prahlad Maharaj says that only enemy we have is our uncontrolled mind. He didn't consider Hiranyakashipu as enemy. He told that only uncontrolled mind is enemy. So also in from Hiranyakashipu we can learn Hiranyakashipu had so much wealth, so much opulence, so much control, but still he was always disturbed and unhappy. Why? Because his mind was not controlled. Because no matter how big controller, how big you one may be, no one can control mind. This mind can be controlled only when it is engaged in service of Lord. Only Lord can control this mind. And we see, in spite of so much opulence, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means bed. Materialist people are interested in wealth and woman. And Hiranyakashipu had enough of that, but still he was miserable. So from life of Hiranyakashipu we can understand, this material things can never make anyone happy. So in one of the prayers, Prahlad Maharaj says, "My dear Lord, I have seen my father. He had so much of material opulence. In one moment you finished everything off. What is the use of such material opulence? So I don't want any things. So if at all you want to bless me, please bless that there may be not any material desire in core of my heart." We distract our mind and distract our valuable energies. And this especially pastime of gives us great hope that Lord is always there. Narasimhadeva gives us hope that wherever devotees are in trouble, he is there to protect. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, "Name bhaktya paramashiti." My devotee will never perish. So Lord gives that assurance. And we have seen great devotees in history have always been protected. We see Pandavas were put in so much difficulty, they are protected. Draupadi was in difficulty, she was protected. Prahlad was in difficulty, he was protected. So all great devotees, through their lives, we can see that Lord is always there to protect. Only thing is that we should be wanting to surrender to Lord. We should be wanting to serve Lord, please Lord. So we see Prahlad Maharaj was always protected because he was always remembering Krishna. And therefore he was not influenced by dangers of this material world. Material world is dukkhalam ashashvatam. But Prahlad Maharaj says, "I am happy here." So how he is happy? Because he is always remembering Krishna, always glorifying Krishna. And this is the secret of happiness. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. We should remember Krishna with gratitude. Oh, Krishna is providing so many things. All things we need, food, clothing, shelter. Even this body is given by Krishna, mind is given by Krishna, intelligence is given by Krishna, knowledge also Krishna gives. Krishna says, "I am ability in man." Whatever we may be proud of, that also are given by Krishna only. So one should be grateful to Krishna. And one should depend on Krishna. We are dependent on Krishna. This Maya is very powerful. On our own, we cannot escape this Maya. Anarthas are very deep. The envy in the heart, the lust in the heart, they're very deep. No matter how much we put efforts, it's impossible. Devi Esha Gunamai, Mam Maya Duratya. Only way to escape is to surrender to Krishna. Depend on Krishna. Depend on His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes we see, when we face difficulties, we take shelter of something other than Krishna conscious activities. People may be practicing Krishna. When difficulties come, then they may try to read some other books, may try to take non-devotee association, may try to do some non-Krishna, and one may further increase the problem. No matter whatever problem may be there, if you take shelter of Krishna and His devotees, if you take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, take shelter of holy names, take shelter of association, then actually all problems can be solved. But if you depend on something else other than Krishna and Krishna consciousness, then dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkham. Problem will become aggravated. Then one should accept will of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj just accepted whatever Krishna put him in situation. He didn't waste his valuable energy, mental energy, in criticizing and complaining. So most of our time sometimes goes in criticizing, complaining, comparing, all these things, you know. Instead of just accepting, knowing that Krishna is our best well-wisher. Now I have taken shelter of Krishna. There's nothing to worry. Krishna will do everything best. Devotees are my sincere well-wishers. Whatever devotees arrange, that is best for me. Let me accept. Sometimes, but we have another plans. And when we have other plans, life becomes very challenging, great struggle. So we can learn from Prahlad how to always remember Krishna and be happy in Krishna consciousness. And not be satisfied in personal happiness, but also be enthusiastic to serve others and make others happy. In today's verse, here we see Prahlad is saying, my dear Lord, I am happy because I am always remembering you, but I am unhappy also to see so many fools and rascals making so much elaborate plans, thinking that they will be happy, but I know they will be more miserable only. So I am concerned about them with love. So, as devotees, we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj how not to be satisfied in our own happiness and comforts, but be concerned for others. This material world is a dangerous place. Currently we see there is dangerous time going on. Always is dangerous time. Sometimes we realize, sometimes we don't realize in material world. It's always there. And one should be concerned. One should think how I can help others. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to bless everybody. And the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he is Namo Mahavadanyaya. He is most magnanimous. He is giving the topmost gift of love for God to both those who are begging for it and those who are not begging for it. And those who are qualified and those who are unqualified. For everyone, he is just distributing it. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has requested all of us, Bharat Bhumi Te Hoile Janma Jar, Janma Sartak Kari, Kar Paropkar. Take to Krishna consciousness and make life perfect. And help others to make their life perfect. So, we see Srila Prabhupada took this instruction very seriously. In first meeting with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told Srila Prabhupada that please spread this message of Krishna consciousness all over the world. He said, this will do good to you and this will do good to whole world. So by sharing Krishna consciousness to others, actually this will do benefit to others, but most important, it will also do good to us. So by remembering Krishna, we will be protected, and also by preaching Krishna consciousness, we will be further protected. Otherwise, sometimes we see people come to Krishna consciousness, they are very interesting. Later on, their enthusiasm goes down. Why? Because sometimes we are self-centered. We are not concerned of others, and we don't distribute the wealth which we have received. This Krishna consciousness wealth is such that if you just hold on to yourself, it will start decreasing. But this wealth is such that if you distribute, it will increase. More we give, Krishna and others, more we will also become Krishna conscious. So, let us pray to Prahlad Maharaj that by his blessings, we can learn this art of remembering Krishna always and never forgetting him, and also develop some drop of compassion so that we can become instrument in hands of Guru Parampara to share Krishna consciousness to best of our abilities in whatever ways possible, always. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaa. Srila Prabhupada ki jaa. Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.